Okay, Simon Tov Nun Aleph Sivov. We continue with the crucial halachas, the sadistic halachas of Hagola. This Seif is one of the very essential, important halachas, it's a famous machlokes Shulchan Aruch, which is very relevant, not only to Hilchas Pesach, but in fact, to any halachas of Hagola and Kashering in Yeredeh as well. So this is really crucial Seif. Okay, the halachas as follows. Kol kli sivov, top of page lamed test. Kol kli holchim bo echer roif tashmishoy. The Shulchan Aruch holds as follows. Let's say you want to kasha a pot, or a fork, or a spoon, or a plate, or whatever it may be. We have discussed the aspect of the material. We have discussed. Now he's discussing as follows. What happens if this is an item? It's a mug. I want to kasher this mug, which for argument's sake is made out of metal. Okay? We're not going to go to the shayla of China or whatever. It's made out of metal mug for argument's sake. Is there such a thing?
You can have those
hot drinks. Yeah, okay, one of those. So now, I want to kasher it. I want to kasher it for Pesach. But again, the same halach will be absolutely identical if it's something which became tefah and I want to kasher. The point being, I need to kasher this keli. Now, I know I normally used it. If it's a mug, it's normally going to be, leaving this out. What category is it? Klisheni, klisheni, klishlishi, irui, what is it? It's normally a klisheni. Perhaps, but it's normally going to be, so this is a klisheni. Now, I do know that I normally used it in the capacity of a klisheni, and I want to kasher it now. The question will be, if I have a slight feeling that, you know what, it's one of those which may also be used as a, you can also actually put it on the fire and heat it up like that. I don't know if it's marketed yet. If not, then it's maybe a good idea to have one of those. They can actually also, they're made out of metal. If you want to reheat it, you just put it on the fire for a couple of minutes and it's a good idea, no? Okay, I'm keeping the patent on this. The copyright is on me, okay?
But microwavable. If you have
okay.
But normally I use it as a glass.
Okay, and same. So the point being, this is the kli that they normally use as a kli sheni, but at times it could be that I've used it as a kli rishon. Would that make sense? Or for instance, a spoon might be a very good example. I need to kasher this spoon for Pesach. Or I need to kasher this spoon because it's gone teif. I know I normally use this spoon. A spoon is inevitably normal. Certainly a smaller spoon is normally going to be used in a klisheni. It could, however, be that at times, he ended up mixing in a klishen. Unlikely, but it could have happened. The question is, how do we look at it now? I need to cash this now for Pesach. I need to have this spoon. I need to have this mug for Pesach. Do I go according to Roif Tashmishoy? It's regular, normal use. And therefore, we know we spoke extensively last week about Kebolo Kechpoltoy, that you cash it in the way that it became chomstik or he became tefer. That's the way I need to cash it. So if it's a klisheni item, I should be able to cash it in a klisheni way. So talking about this mug that we discussed, I normally use that the klisheni, so let me kasher it in a klisheni way. Same with a spoon. If it became teif in a klisheni, I became chometzdik in a klisheni because I mixed it normally so I need to kasher it now in a klisheni way by putting it in a klisheni, boiling water of klisheni. But, maybe, no, there's small chances that you may have used it, not chances, there is a likelihood that you used it in a kli rishon as well. In a different, do you go according to the roif tashmishoy, and therefore you kasher it in the kli sheni, or do you go according to miut tashmishoy, the potential, unlikely, but still possible, high level of use of a kli rishon? How do you go about it? Do you go according to the roif, the majority, or do you go according to the miut, the minority. Yeah. Okay. So either you are saying, Ebgidian points out, well, it probably makes a difference to what has been used for the last 24 hours. Good point. We are going to go with the Mishnah Berurah's Mahalach over here that says, whatever it is, we must be talking about something which is already more than 24 hours. It's definitely, because we're talking about Lechatchila, And you remember, we have to learn like that, because what's the... Yeah, it's a bit premature to speak about it, but we are talking about Eino Ben Yoimo. Hold on for a second until we get to the Ramah. So what would make sense to say?
Is that not coming if it's Vada being used
for the meal? Or which is the likelihood? Yeah? You're saying that you're going to make a distinction as to whether it was... I know for sure I used once this particular spoon. I used this particular spoon once when I was making porridge, it was on a fire, and I used once a small spoon. I know it was that one. Could have been a couple of months ago, but I know I used this particular spoon. Or you just know I used one spoon, I just don't know which one it was. Wouldn't make a difference. So now I both say this question that we are now discussing, that is a really important machlokes Shulchan Aruch with the Mo. Let's see inside. The Shulchan Aruch holds as follows. Kol kli, every keli, hoil chin boy, we go with it, acha, according to roif tashmish, according to the majority of its use. Hilkach, therefore, ka'orois, plates, afal pi, although, shelifame mishtam shem boen bekli rishna loesh, sometimes we will use those, I don't know if plate is the right translation, how should we translate it? Ka'orois over here, something which is normally used as a cliche, but at times you can use as a cliche. A tray. Good. Let's go for tray. I like that. So So a kind of clay, kind of plate, kind of some. These normally are used as a cliche, but at times, lif'omim, at times, keyword, lif'omim, at times, mishtamshim bo beklirish nalo esh, sometimes you will use it on the fire, and thereby it will become a cliche. Kiman, since Shiroiv Tashmishanu Beiru Yishem Oralei Mekleirishin, since normally it's being used because you pour something on it and it's merely a kli. Sheini, Kach Hu Hersheiron, this is the way you're going to kasher it. You go according to the Roiv Tashmish, which is a kli sheini. So this tray or this plate, which is normally used as a kli sheini, although you may have used it once or twice as a kliation, doesn't make a difference. You can just ignore it. Don't go according to the most stringent way you used it. Just go according to the majority of its use. And that will be, even addressing your point, that will even be, if you know for a fact it was once used as a kliation. Why is that? Yeah, let's go through the more. Very good. Let's go through the more. The Yesh, the Ramah disagrees. And he says, Yesh Machmen, the Ramah disagrees. And he says, no, we are stringent with this matter. Lehagila Koris Beklirishin. He said, no. We have to cash this in occasion. If you know it was used, even more than Natlap, even more than Meslet, even more than 24 hours ago, you know for sure it was used. Even once, as a clerician, you've got to use it, you've got to kasher it in a clerician process. V'chein hu haminik, and that is the minik according to the Ramah, that you do not go according to the normal use of the kli, but you go according to the potential use that it was once used. V'chein, similarly, b'chol dava, with every item, sheyesh lochosh, that you have to be concerned, you have to worry. Shema, perhaps, nishtameish boy, it was used beklirishin. That any keli, you have to be worried and consider, perhaps it was used as a klirishin. Kegoin, such as kapois, spoons, v'chedoy melazeh, and anything similar to that. You have to use it, you have to be stringent and kasher it in that way. V'yesh machmirin, Lehagil called klei shtiya. Some are even more stringent, and they will do hagola on every drinking vessel. Aval pi, although shenishtamish betzoinon, although normally you drink cold drinks from these vessels, drinking cups, but you still do hagola on it. Mishom, because shelifamim mishtamshem abecham, because at times it could be that you may have used it for something hot. Will the Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion, agree or disagree to that statement? That drinking cups need hagala, because at times they were used for hot. Disagree, absolutely. This is a continuation of the early machloikas. V'cheinu ha-minik, la'agilon, and that is the minik to do hagala on kelim which are normally used for cold, but perhaps they were used for hot. Uvidyevet sagilu b'shtifa, and b'dyevet you can still be mekel. Oh, keywords. Ubidyevet, sagli ubishtifa. What does that teach us? Ubidyevet, sagli ubishtifa. Ubidyevet, you can still just rinse it and it will be good enough. Does that teach us? That's a chumrah. That's right. Bidyevet, you can just rinse it and it will be fine. So the drinking cups, that at times they may have been used for hot. Shulchan Aruch holds, ignore the perhaps, and just go for the common use. You don't need to do Hagolah, because it was just used for cold. The Ramah disagrees and holds that, perhaps it was used for hot, and therefore, you need to do Hagolah. But Bidyevet, if you just forgot it, and it ends up, you're suddenly on Pesach, you have those cups, says the Ramah, that what? If we just rinsed it, it's fine. So that teaches us that what? That Bidyevet, yeah, even in the, he's talking about this. Yeah. Bidyevet, he's maskim. The Bidyevet Ramo is matir, even if you didn't, if you went according to Rav Tashmish. If you're trying to cash a very big bowl, which you couldn't penetrate, you couldn't enter in a clearation, particularly a large bowl. What you mean? Yitin alem even melubon. You should use a hot stone. V'yar alem roischin miklerishin. You should pour boiling hot water onto this stone. Have a klerishin, and thereby the pot will be a klerishin. V'chein kol kiyotz. But anything similar to that. V'yavir even al kol haklish as magil kula. But you should ensure that the stone touches all the areas, so it will be considered klerishin. Leaving this out for now. Okay, we have got a machloikas over here, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. I want to see this in the Mishneh Berurah now. In Sifkot Memhei, first wide line. Kivan Sheroiv Tashmisha, this is the opinion of the Mechaber. Vuadin and similarly Kelim Shemishnam Shemboen Betzoinon. The same halach will apply also with any keli which has been used for cold. Da'ilo in Beshtif on the day of Zoo. It will be sufficient just to rinse it off and to wash it off. Afal Piodu, Shelif Omi Mishnam Shemboham, and although at times you may have used it for hot. What is Mishneh Berurah telling us? You go according to the Rav. It doesn't make a difference if we're referring to klisheni, klirishin, just cold. You go according to Shulchan Aruch, you always go according to the Rav. So if you only use it for cold, what's it's sufficient for cold, it's sufficient just to rinse it off. So you can just rinse it off. That's going to Reb Gideon's point. Nevertheless, if you know within the last 24 hours you used it for a chametz food over the last 24 hours, you know for a fact, although you always use it generally for a klisheni, you need to do a klirishin agola, you will need to do a agola, because this is talking about a vadai within the 24 hours. If it was used for fire mamash, you're going to have to do a libun. We are going to be lenient like the first opinion, like the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Habaisai, the machloekas of here is that as to whether you're going to go with the Rav Tashmish or Miut Tashmish. Shulchan Aruch holds, you can go according to the Rav Tashmish. Ramah holds, you cannot go according to the Rav Tashmish. You have to know according to the most stringent possible use that was ever used. Now, let's make a cheshbon, because there's an interesting cheshbon over here that we've got to figure out. The Ramah must hold like that. Lechatchila, we go according to the Miut Tashmish, based on, let's see if we can work this out, based on what the Ramah holds with regards to Nois and Tam Lifgam, before Pesach, on Pesach. Do you remember what we learned? What's the Ramah's opinion with regards to Nois and Tam Lifgam? Do you remember? It wakes up. Nois and Tam Lifgam wakes up. Absolutely correct. So what's the cheshbon? So if so, if Nois and Tam Lifgam wakes up, absolutely, so therefore the mute is going to wake up. Therefore, the Ramah must hold, Leshitosei must hold, that you have to be choshish on the mute. Yeah, so therefore, the Ramah holds like that. Right, now, there is, I was just wondering, I'm not. You asked a question last week about if you just found a spoon in a whatever. Yeah, I'm just wondering if that is connected to that. I don't know. Yeah, why? In what way? What do you think? The most stringent
potential.
Yeah. The mutashmisho, yeah. Although it is, is he talking about vaday or sofek over here? Sofek and vaday, yeah. Well, how do you learn the Ramah? Is it a vaday or sofek? If you don't know if it was used for more stringent, for clearation, but it could be that it was. Yesh lochush. So it has to be, it can't just be, well, how do you learn it? Sheyesh lochush. After the chenu aminik, the chen b'chol dovo sheish lochush shema nishtamish
b'beklirishin. Unless he's saying that's the minhag to even treat things where there's a chashash, but
you don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting how this Ramos.
Sheish lochush.
Ramos started off speaking about ka'aros, which is what the machaber was describing.
Yeah,
and said that there's a chumrah to do that in a kli rishon, even though the main ishtamish is sheni, and that's the minhag. And then he says, what's this?
Yeah, but yeah, but you can be meiko.
So what's this v'chein? Anything.
V'chein o aminik la'agilon. What do you mean? What's the v'chein o aminik?
Yeah, but no, v'chein b'chol davar sheyesh lachosh.
Yep.
I mean, he already said that.
Yeah, I don't know what the element of Chiddush is.
I think that Chiddush might be that he's saying even if it's just a Shema.
Perhaps. Yeah, perhaps. Makes sense. All right, we move on to Siv Zayin. This is an important Shulchan Aruch, a famous Machloikas, though. This Machloikas Shulchan Aruch Ramah that will always look out for the potential Chashash that he was used for as opposed to the Rav Tashmish. Yeish Mishoim Siv Zayin. The Kapois Tassu is Mekeren. The Shulchan Aruch says that what was made out of keren, enim takona be'agola. Keren is a horn. If spoons were made out of horn, ever seen spoons were made out of horn? Oh, really? Yeah. If it was made out of horn, now I don't know. Do you know what? What's the structure? How solid is it?
Pretty solid.
Now, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that you cannot do hagola with it. Sheish Mishoim is a kampois as if you've got spoons made out of keren, out of horn. Elim takona be'agola, you cannot do hagola. Why not? Tekim on shem iskalkalim b'mayim chamin, since it gets ruined and spoiled with hot water. Chayshinon, we are concerned. Dilmo, perhaps. Chayzaleo, perhaps. He's not going to do proper hagola. Where do we find this as well? Where do we see this? That's not wooden, but earthenware. China, we found that. Yeah, same svara. That since it's quite delicate, and he might get spoiled with hot water, so we're concerned. Yeah, he's not going to do a proper agol. He's not going to, and therefore we don't allow it. Yeah. Bedieved. No, but we were yeah, but how do you know it wasn't Chayesh?
Because he did it.
But maybe he didn't do it properly.
That's what we're worried about.
Yeah. Siv Ches. Echot Kli Eitz. Whether it is wooden keli, ve'echot Kli Even, or whether it's made out of stone, ve'echot Kli Matches, or whether it's made out of metal, any metal keli, dinam la'achshirim ba'agola, you can do agola with it. Ve'chein Kli Etzem tzricha agola. And also, Kli Etzem, which is bones, made out of bones. That's ivory, isn't it? They will need Hagola. Kli Eitz. Kli Eitz. Yeah, now, you're right to be worried about wood, because what's likely to be with wood?
No,
Kli Eitz is wood.
Wood that's
Very good. So the Mishnah says something fairly similar to what you're saying. In Sifkot Nun Vav, Echad Klei Eitz, wooden keli, Davki Makli Cholok. This must be a wood which is smooth, Blishum Sedek V'Guma, without any holes inside it. Often there is kind of holes inside it. It's not Tvila, this is Hagola. You're right to make that point clear. There is a distinction between mitzvah tvilas kelim and agolas kelim. When it comes to tvilas kelim, then wouldn't be obligated. It's true that the Torah only says metal. When it comes to tvilas kelim, only says metal, and chachamim also included glass. And wouldn't be, there's no obligation whatsoever to tovel, as you're saying, tovel wood. But when it comes to hagola, it's different because it's got to do with blias. And there's no reason to say that wood doesn't absorb blias. Have you got any svar to say that wood doesn't absorb blias? Surely it does. Yeah, if they can come in, they can go out. You're right to make that distinction. Now, I don't know. I have a slightly different issue than you, because how are you going to do how? Would you be concerned of it breaking? If we're saying that,
what?
Yeah, would you not be concerned of it breaking? Yeah, it's a bit. I would be a bit. I mean, if wooden keli, exactly. You'd be that. But obviously, Shulchan Aruch is not bothered about that. When it comes to keren, he's bothered, and when it comes to china ware, he's bothered. But not when it comes to wood, he's not bothered. And you can kasher a wooden keli. You have a kashered wooden keli. I don't know that work. Wouldn't you have any wooden?
The truth is, we do use wooden spoons, but they're very cheap.
Yeah, I suppose it's just worth replacing it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. We'll stop over here just to summarize what we learned this evening. B'siyata d'shmai, we learned the ever so important machloek and famous machloek Shulchan Aruch Rama as to whether when you kasher something, do you have to be concerned and worry about the mute of the tashmish of the keli. We are worried at Kodesh Shulchan Aruch. We're not worried at Kodesh Shulchan Aruch for the potential use of a keli. Just go according to the majority of its use, and that's how you kasher it. So if you always use this keli as a klisheni, just kasher it in a klisheni. If you always use it for cold, then by all means, then just rinse it and don't need to kasher it. And don't worry about the fact that it may have been used for something more. The Rama disagrees, and he said, no, you've got to ensure that you kasher it according to the worst option. Always take on the worst case scenario and you have to kasher it. But Yavet, however, the Ramah is mekil as well. Additionally, we must remember this is only talking about Enu Ben Yoimoy. If we're talking about within 24 hours, then this machlokas wouldn't apply. We continued on and learned that if worse comes to worse, you can use an Evan Melubon. You can use a stone to kasher because that is mixed into a Kirishan. We also learned that if something is made out of horn, you cannot kasher it because we are concerned it's going to break. He's not going to do it properly. And we also learned that, on the other hand, that the following items can be kashered. If it's made out of wood, if it's made out of stone, if it's made out of metal, you can kasher it. Okay, that's it for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening.